different spot now. We love getting around and kind of moving around Commonwealth Agri Energy and seeing what's going on here. Mick, we're back where the grain trucks are unloading right now.
Yeah, it's not the 400 truck a day sort of line, but we are at the truck dump. They're, what do we got? Constellation Farms and Johnson Farms are in line here, and they'll be pulling right up, and it get really loud as the truck pulls up. But full load of corn, maybe right from the field, maybe from a bin. There's a third truck coming in. It's the normal, typical day at a grain dump. Now, we're going to use 45, 48 truckloads a day at the plant.
Wow, really?
And so it has to come in sooner or later. But when you say at a 400 a day sort of delivery, they fill the bins up. There's a time, just a couple weeks ago, harvest had been going on for, I'd say, right about 2 weeks, and they filled all the way up. They got 11 million bushels here and all the way full. They had to wait on unit trains, and of course, our measly 45 truckloads a day, 48,000 bushels a day, we're having to process to get some room in the bins to get more deliveries. And that started right back up. As soon as they opened the doors, they pulled right back in. But in general, the season is a lot calmer than 20 years ago. When I got here 22 years ago, it was frantic, I'd say, sometimes in the lines, because the lines would get back out on the highway, and the state police would say, you can't do that. And now they have a big lot where they got an overflow lot, and they can move a lot more trucks through here with four dumps, five dumps, and two wet dumps. They can move a lot of trucks in fast and get them processed and back out. The two scales, when we got here, really improved it, and now today 400 is nothing, right? But it's still a function of harvest, and it should be a big harvest. We talked about drought the last segment a little bit. The harvest has been good. They'd love to have it rains in August too, but the crop was mostly done. The harvest was a little early, and the trucks are coming through.
You know, it's amazing how quickly, for folks who may not have a chance to see this, Mick, they unload these trucks pretty quick. It's not a half hour, 45 minutes. I mean, 5-10 minutes while we're on the air, one truck is unloaded and already moved out, another one's moving in.
Yeah, before this is over, he's already going to be dumped and out of here.
Right.
And I think he's a rear-end unloader. He's gone through, and he'll
dump it
back.
It's amazing how quickly the folks here at Hopkins Elevator at Caskey work, and all your folks all across the entire elevator.
It's come to be expected, see? Efficiency. Now, you speak about efficiency, where we are today, the rails out here, there is now a new rail that goes around the outside of the bulk wear and the grain dump. Where they laid road rail, they can now bypass. You see the big locomotive in the shed? They can bypass that. I think there's still a little bit to go on the spur, but we're loading rail cars for ethanol going to vinegar customers.
Right.
And of course, AgriChem has fertilizer cars that come in and out, and we have a lot more flexibility with our spur, the entire spur for all three businesses, than what we used to have. And they're still building. They added tracks. They're adding more tracks on down to make track three and four even longer and handle less switches per unit train. And the efficiency of the elevator is dramatically improved.
Getting farmers taken care of, getting their crop to market, that's what it's all about here at Commonwealth Agri Energy and the Hopkins Elevator side of things at Caskey. And the biggest problem is probably getting the trains in and out, Mick, and that's what Ben Westerfield and Eston Glover work hard to get those trains scheduled, get them moving in and out, and sometimes that's a challenging job too.
When our only problem is the CSX, I'd love to blame it on somebody else.
Right.
We have to coordinate, and our coordination with the elevator has been wonderful. The coordination with CSX in between to get unit trains in and out so they can keep the elevator open so we can get our cars in and out is going to always be some, because they have other customers to serve, they got other issues outside here they got to deal with. But for the most part, internally, really well coordinated.
Absolutely.
We're coming with Agri Energy talking about really what's going on here at the Hopkins Elevator side where all the grain comes in. We're going to go see where the grain's processed over at the control room and the Commonwealth Agri Energy plant as well. We're on 106.5 WKDC for Farm Safety.